here this week. The boys' basketball preseason rankings, in case you missed those, Omaha Bryan, the top team in Class A. Nobody else from the area included in the Class A top 10. South Sioux City is the leader in Class B to start the season. Gretna, Beatrice, Lincoln Pius, and Omaha Gross, the top five teams there. In Class C1, Norfolk Catholic, the preseason number one ranked team. Grand Island Central Catholic is second. Hastings St. Cecilia was fourth, but the Blue Hawks losing in their season opener last night on the road at Columbus SCOTUS, 40-35. Minden was eighth in the preseason poll, and Kearney Catholic was 10th. In C2, the leader is Ravenna. Sutton is currently third in the preseason poll, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star for the boys. In Class D1, the leader is Overton. Also in the top 10, you've got Axtell in there at number 8. And the Class D2 preseason, number 1 ranked team, is Giltner. Hampton is in there at number 2. Loomis is number 8. So that's how the Lincoln Journal-Star sees the boys' high school basketball race here for 2010-2011. Zach Foster, the new head coach for the Adams Central Patriots here for this 2010-2011 season. Zach, not a new face around the program. He was an assistant coach last year for AC, and before that he spent a couple of years up at Donovan Trumbull. So Zach now in charge of the Adams Central basketball team here. Tom Slechta, last year's head coach, who led the Patriots to the state tournament, 20-4 overall record. He is still on the staff. He's an assistant coach here. And the Patriots also brought in Rick Rath as a volunteer assistant. Rick, of course, been around the area. He's been at Donovan Trumbull. He was at Trumbull before that. Also coached at Clay Center. Of course, at Clay Center closing their schools down and merging with Sandy Creek over the season. So Rick steps down over at Clay Center, and he's just kind of on the retirement end of things all of a sudden. And Zach Foster decided to take over the head job here at Adams Central, as you heard him talk about in the pregame show. Rick Rath was the first guy he called. Those guys coached together up at Donovan. So Rick is now a volunteer assistant for the Patriots. So a lot of experience on the coaching staff here for Adams Central for this season. We'll see if they can turn some magic here for this season and get the Patriots back to the state tournament. So it's Holdridge and Adams Central here tonight. The Patriots supporting some new unis here. Brand new uniforms for the Patriots. They've got white with some blue on it, trimmed in blue. And they got, looks like some flags or some sort of a design down the side of the trunks here tonight as they get ready to go for their first ball game of the season. We'll take one more break, a 60-second timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us, with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, your starting lineups here for Holdridge. Kyle Ekstrom, a 6-foot junior. Rob Allman, a 6'2" senior, getting a start. Also a Jordan Schultz, a 6'1" senior. Here comes a Jared Niedrig into the starting lineup, a 6'3" senior. And also a Ross Martin, a 5'10" senior. So an all-senior lineup here for the Holdridge Dusters. Again, this is a team that finished 7-15 a year ago. They averaged 47 points per ball game on offense and gave up 52 on defense a season ago. They're coached by Jerry Buck. Adams Central, they finished 20-4 last year, qualifying for the state tournament. Patriots averaged 62 points per ball game on offense and gave up 50 on defense. Jake Fowler gets a start, a 5'10" sophomore for AC. Also in there, Matt Overmiller. Overmiller is 6'2" senior. He was the starting quarterback on the football team for the Patriots this year. Here comes Brady Barrett, one of the top scorers from a season ago. Barrett, a 6'1" junior. Also coming back will be Nick Stein. He's into the starting lineup, a 6'2" inch senior. He played a lot of minutes for Tom Selecta last year. And the last starter for Adams Central is going to be Calvin Ott, a 6'3" inch senior. So Adams Central goes with Fowler and Overmiller. Also Brady Barrett, Nick Stein, and Calvin Ott in the ballgame. Holdridge going with Kyle Ekstrom and also Rob Allman. Also Jordan Schultz, Jared Niedrig, and also Ross Martin in the basketball game here tonight. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms. Holdridge going to be in their purple, trimmed and lettered in the gold. And right now we get the playing of the national anthem as we get sent for basketball here tonight. Adams Central and Holdridge on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem, we're finally set to go. Boys high school basketball action here tonight from 1230 KHAS. Holdridge winning the first ball game here tonight over Adams Central, and girls play 69-37. Dusters led at halftime by 30, 48-18. Patriots plagued by some 33 turnovers in the basketball game. So Adams Central drops their season opener here tonight to the Holdridge Dusters, preseason ranked number 5 in the Lincoln General Star poll. So the teams meeting now onto the field, shaking hands as we get set to go. The boys contest here tonight. Jumping things off for the Adams Central Patriots is going to be Calvin Ott. Jared Niedrig will step into the center circle now for Holdridge. Adams Central will shoot to our basket to our right. So new head coach Zach Foster in his debut here for the Patriots. Ball is in the air. Holdridge controls the opening tap, and immediately they throw the ball out of bounds. Holdridge controlled the opening tap. Ross Martin had it in backcourt, and he threw it out of bounds here on the near sideline, trying to connect to a Jared Niedrig, but Niedrig wasn't looking for it. So a turnover on the Dusters. Here's Stein driving for the hole for Adams Central. He scores right after the bat. Nick Stein, he didn't hesitate. He took it right to the basket there, and now Holdridge has the ball tipped out of bounds on the far sideline. There it was. The other official is going to come in here and disagree. They're going to give it to Holdridge. Adams Central is retreating back the other way like they had the ball, but Holdridge will play things in out for the far side. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Holdridge throws the ball into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up here by Ross Martin. Adams Central will start off in a man-to-man defense here tonight. Robbie Allman has got it. Comes out on top to a Niedrig. He loses control. He picks it up on the far sideline. And now a whistle and a traveling violation. Boy, not a very good start here for Holdridge. They throw the ball away on their opening possession, and then a traveling violation there on the Dusters' offense as Niedrig is guilty of the violation, and Adams Central will get the ball back here. 30 seconds into the ball game, Adams Central with a 2-0 lead in our boys' basketball game tonight. Jake Fowler goes to Nick Stein. Stein dribbles here at the top of the key, fires up a three ball. His shot is off of the iron, no good. Ball is loose in the lane, and the scramble, it's going to be picked up here by Holdridge. That's Ross Martin with it now for the Dusters. Bounds the ball down low to Allman. Back out here to Martin. His shot for three is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Ekstrom's shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Stein. Nick Stein touching the ball a lot here in the first minute or so of this ballgame. Here's a Brady Barrett. He dribbles the ball into the lane. He hits the shot, but a foul is going to be called. Barrett took the ball into the lane there and scored. But a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Holdridge. The basket does not count. Kyle Ekstrom picks up the foul here for the Dusters. Non-shooting situation that occurred before the shot, so Adams Central plays things in. Nick Stein mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up on the far sideline. Picked up by Allman. Nice pass, and it's going to be a foul called as Ekstrom goes up for the shot there for the Dusters. Allman picked up a loose ball there for Holdridge. Got the ball down the floor to Ekstrom. He was going up for the shot, and he was fouled in the play, so Ekstrom will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Jake Fowler of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. So Ekstrom to the free throw line. He averaged about a point and a rebound per game last year for the Dusters. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Holdridge on the scoreboard. 2-1 is the score. Nick Stein hit the first field goal for Adams Central to get the Patriots on the scoreboard. We're down to 6:49 to play here in the first quarter. Here comes the next shot up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good by Ekstrom. And the rebound comes down to Fowler. Jake Fowler down the near side to get it to Brady Barrett. Barrett now comes back out to Fowler. Checks now with the coaching staff here for AC. Fowler trying to penetrate. Has the ball knocked loose and is picked up by Allman again. And now we got another whistle and a traveling violation on Holdridge. So Holdridge turns the ball over for the third time. That's the second turnover on Adams Central. The first game tonight, we had 53 turnovers between the two teams. That was in the girls' contest tonight. We've got five already here in this one in the first 90 seconds of this ballgame. Nick Stein will play things in for Adams Central here in backcourt. Jake Fowler will walk it across the midcourt stripe here. Holdridge in the man-to-man defense. Fowler dribbles to the left side of the floor. Comes out here to a Brady Barrett now. Barrett behind the screen, trying to get it to Ott. He can't get it to the big guy inside. They get it to Overmiller. Now driving the baseline is Stein. Out to Overmiller. To Fowler. Inside down to Ott. The shot is up and in. Calvin Ott scores. Nice ball movement there by the Patriots. They're working around the three-point arc. Attack the baseline and get it right inside to Calvin Ott. And he lays it in. Back the other way. Ekstrom. His shot is up and in. Ekstrom has got all 3 points now for the Dusters. 4-3 is the score. Adams Central with a one-point lead. Fowler walks the ball up here for AC. It's going to be Ross Martin attacking at the 10-second line. Here's a long-range jumper. It's up and in by Brady Barrett. A three-pointer by Barrett from a different area code here on the near sideline. 7-3, long pass down to four. Allman has got it, drives the baseline, goes up for the shot. It's taken away by Ott, and a foul is going to be called. Calvin Ott took the ball away from Robbie Allman. Ott has whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Adams Central. This will be a shooting situation as Allman will go to the free throw line here for Holdridge. He was a good quarterback for the Dusters during this past fall. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good off of the right side. So the Dusters now 1-3 from the stripe early in the ballgame. 7-3 is the score. Adams Central leading by four. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Allman. So he hits 1-2. And now the Dusters will attack here in backcourt. Ross Martin will work out against Jake Fowler. Jake bringing the ball up, right-handed dribble, gets into the offensive zone. Nick Stein has got it now. It works against Allman, goes inside to Calvin Ott, throws it on the far sideline to Jake Fowler. Fowler on the dribble out in three-point territory. There's Stein. Lob pass goes inside to Ott. Nice pass inside to Barrett. The shot is up and in. Brady Barrett scores. He's got 5 points now in the ball game. It's 9-4. Adams Central with a five-point lead. We have played about 3 minutes here in this first quarter from the Patriot gym. Robbie Allman has got it down for the Holdridge Dusters. Comes out the other 10-second line to Martin, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Right through the fingertips of Kyle Ekstrom out of bounds. Turnover number four on the Dusters. Coming into the ball game now for Adams Central. Oh, let's see. Sending him back to the scorer's table here. That's a Blake Overmiller. He wants to check in. And now let's see, the official's not going to let him come into the ballgame. Blake's going to have to take his seat, and the head coach, Zach Foster, wants an explanation. He's not going to get it. Randy Coyle, one of the officials here tonight for the officiating crew, makes Blake Overmiller sit back down. In the meantime, here's Barrett. He throws up a three-pointer. Still good. Nick Stein with the rebound. Stein gets it back out here to Brady on the near side, takes it down to the baseline on the dribble, stops and pops his shot. No good. High in the air for the rebound there is going to be Jared Niedrich for Holdridge. Long pass down and forward to Allman. Allman down here picked up by Calvin Ott. Allman comes out now between the rings. They get it to Ross Martin. 9-4 is the score. The Patriots with a five-point lead. On the wing on the right side is Kyle Ekstrom. Ekstrom comes out to Schultz. He has problems with the dribble. Gets it under control out near the 10-second line. Schultz gets it into the hands of Allman. Spins away from Ott. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Ott gets the block. Ball is picked up here by Niedrich. Turnaround jumper in the paint. No good. Calvin Ott with the rebound. Ott gets it away now to Jake Fowler. Fowler hustles into the forecourt, kicks it out now to Nick Stein. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball taken down on the bounce here by Jared Niedrich. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Matt Overmiller. That's the fifth turnover on Holdridge. Long-range jumper there by Barrett's going to be no good. Ball comes to the near sideline. It's going to be poked out of bounds, and it's going to be Holdridge ball. It was retrieved by Schultz, and then over here for Adams Central is Nick Stein. He tipped the ball away out of bounds. 9-4, good start here for the Adams Central boys basketball team. Brady Barrett already with 5 points in the game. Calvin Ott's going to come out of the ball game now. And finally, they get Blake Overmiller into the ball game for the Patriots. So Blake Overmiller, a 6-foot sophomore, now in the ball game for AC. Here's Holdridge back with the basketball. It's going to be Ross Martin. He comes out between the rings. Ball mishandled there by Allman. All over him defensively is Nick Stein. Allman nearly lost it out of bounds. He's on the far sideline. Finally gets rid of it there down in the corner to Alex Schoeneman, who's into the ball game. Here's Martin. His shot from the left side of the lane is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Brady Barrett gets the rebound. Barrett into the forecourt. Now to Stein. Dribble penetration as the ball stripped away. It is picked up by Schoeneman. That's going to be the third turnover now at Adams Central here in the ball game. We have played about 5 minutes here in the contest. Adams Central now back on defense. Here's Robbie Allman. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side of the lane. His shot's going to be partially deflected by Barrett. It goes out of bounds. And they will give the ball to AC. So evidently, they did not get a piece of that. Maybe it's a short shot. They give the ball back to Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in. Fowler comes back into the ball game now for Adams Central. Here comes Michael Lindblad into the ball game now for head coach Zach Foster. Matt Overmiller will come to the bench. 2:54 to play here in this first quarter. 9-4, the Patriots have the lead. Jake Fowler now brings the ball up here for AC against Kyle Ekstrom. On the run, he throws it down in the baseline. That's Overmiller with the ball. This is a Blake Overmiller. Bounds it inside to Zach Hollister. Hollister into the ball game for the first time. Down to Fowler. His shot from 15. Rims off, no good. Alex Schoeneman with a rebound. Long pass down the floor to Ekstrom, and he is out of bounds. A traveling violation. The pass was long. Ekstrom tried to grab it right on the baseline. Kind of lost his balance. He went tumbling out of bounds. A traveling violation is called on Holdridge. That's the sixth turnover already on the Dusters. We're still in the first quarter. 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play. No doubt about it, Holdridge wants to get up and run here tonight. Jake Fowler with the ball, brings it across the midcourt stripe, dribbles to the far side, stops there, gets it into the hands now of Barrett, gets away, takes it to the elbow. His shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Ball tapped out, the scramble is on, it's picked up by Schoeneman. Alex Schoeneman has got the ball for the Dusters. 9-4, the Patriots have the lead. Down to 2:10 to play here in the first quarter. Here's a Ross Martin with the ball on the high post. They get it to Joe Isaacson, who's into the ball game for the first time. Now to Jordan Schultz, back inside to Isaacson. He falls down with the ball. The scramble is on, and now we got a jump ball called. A jump ball is called. Isaacson could not handle the feed inside, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so that would be a Holdridge turnover. Back into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Nick Stein. Checking in now for the Holdridge Dusters is going to be Jared Niedrig, so a quick little breather there for Jared. He's back into the ballgame. 1:59 to play here in the first quarter, 9-4. Patriots have the lead. We've been stuck on this score for a while. Jake Fowler brings it across the midcourt stripe with a right-handed dribble. Jake hesitates, drives it down the right side of the lane, gets it now into the hands of Hollister. He angles toward the basket. He forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Holdridge Dusters. That's Joe Isaacson with a board. Gets it down the near sideline. They get it to Kyle Ekstrom. Now to Niedrich. Now to Martin. Here's a feed inside. It's going to be no good. Joe Isaacson goes up for the shot. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. Jake Fowler now to Stein. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Gives it up now to Overmiller. Overmiller's shot from 10 is going to be no good. One shot and out. Alex Schoeneman grabs the rebound for the Dusters. 1:10 remaining here in the first quarter. 9-4. Adams Central continues the lead. Jared Niedrich, free throw line extended left side. They get it out to Schoeneman. Now they get it over on the wing on the right side to Martin. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there at in. A three-pointer put up there at in by the Dusters, and getting the field goal for Holdridge was Kyle Ekstrom. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Dusters are back to within 2 points. 9-7 is the score. These two teams have scored off the past several years to start the season, and it's been a very competitive series between Holdridge and Adams Central. Overmiller comes out now in three-point territory to Stein. Adams Central may be holding for the final shot here of this first quarter. The Patriots have a 9-7 advantage. Nick Stein with the ball is dribbling with it out near this 10-second line. Picked up loosely by Jared Niedrich. Stein is dribbling with the ball. Now he's on the attack here as he goes over in the far sideline to Jake Fowler. 20 seconds to go. Fowler on the dribble brings it out and hands the ball away again to Stein. We're down to 15 seconds to go. Again, Jared Niedrich will guard Stein as he moves the ball on the dribble over here to the near sideline. It's going to be Stein with the ball as he works against Niedrich. Pulls up at the elbow, fires up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. It's saved from going out of bounds. It's now into the hands of Hollister. Now to Fowler, and he throws up a desperation shot from the midcourt stripe. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So one quarter in the books here tonight in boys high school basketball at the Patriot Gym. The score is Adams Central 9, the Holdridge Dusters 7.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tonight on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Holdridge with the opening possession of this second quarter, and they throw the ball to the far side. It was tipped out of bounds there by the Patriots. Matt Overmiller got his hands on it there for AC. So Holdridge will get a break here, and they'll play things in. 9-7 is the score. Adams Central with the lead. Kyle Ekstrom has got six of those 7 points for the Holdridge Dusters. Holdridge now feeds in the lane. Nobody home, and is picked off here by Calvin Ott. That is 8 turnovers already on Holdridge in the basketball game. Adams Central has got it back in their offensive zone. Jake Fowler dribbles the ball out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Brady Barrett. Barrett goes over to Stein, angles in, takes the ball on a running one-hander. It's good. Nick Stein banks one home off of the glass. He's got 4 points, and the Patriots now out to a 4-point lead. It's 11-7. Here's Holdridge coming back the other way. Robbie Allman off of the baseline. His shot's an air ball. Long rebound comes back out to... It was deflected on the far side, and Allman gets it back. The shot did not draw iron, but it was deflected, and now we got a foul called. Kyle Ekstrom was angling in for the right wing on the side of the lane there and just knocked down Nick Stein. So a foul is going to be called there, and Kyle Ekstrom, that's going to be his second. End of the ball game now for the Dusters will be Ross Barton, and going out is going to be Alex Schoeneman. 11-7 is the score. Adams Central is out on top by 4 points. We're in the second quarter, 7:05 to go. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball. Right-handed dribble on the trot now as he brings it down the near sideline. Stops out here. Fowler comes down the right side as they get it to a Matt Overmiller. Drives it, and now a foul is called as he drew some contact as he approaches the lane there. A foul is going to be called there on Holdridge. That's going to go on Ekstrom. If that's the case, that's going to be number 3 on him. That's the case. Kyle Ekstrom picks up his 3rd personal foul. That's the 3rd team foul on Holdridge. So Ekstrom now will have to come to the bench. Nick Stein has got it for the Patriots. The Matt Overmiller down in the corner. Here's Barrett for 3. His shot good. Brady Barrett hits his 2nd 3-pointer. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Adams Central has doubled the score on Holdridge. It's now 14-7. The Patriots doing a little attacking in backcourt. Jared Niedrig has got the ball. Niedrig gets it to Ross Martin. Over on the right side of the lane now, that's Jared Niedrig. He holds it, pounds the ball down low to Schultz. His shot off of the window is good. Jordan Schultz, this is right of the basket, scores. It's 14-9. Patriots now with a 5-point lead. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball. Lobs it. Calvin Ott grabs it and tried to one-hand it. It goes ricocheting off of the head of a Holdridge Duster. Saved from going out of bounds, and the Dusters come back with it. That's an Adams Central turnover. Calvin Ott just tried to one-hand it over to, I think it was Nick Stein, was his interest there. Here's an entry pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds and lost out of bounds. Holdridge turns it away again. Well, we have seen our share of turnovers here tonight, no doubt about it. Alex Hamling now into the ball game for the Holdridge Dusters. Hamling, a 6'1" sophomore who's seeing his first playing time of the night. 14-9 is the score. Adams Central with a 5-point lead. We're down to 5:50 to play here in the second quarter from the Patriot gym. Jake Fowler has got it on the dribble, moves it to the right side of the lane, and now another 2 to the whistle. another foul away from all the action. It's going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Nick Stein. Stein picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Patriots. So now the team fouls are even at three apiece. And Holdridge will walk the ball back the other way. Ross Martin has got it for the Dusters. He comes to the near side and loses the ball out of bounds. Again, Alex Hamling. I don't know if he was looking for that one or not, but it goes whistling right on by his outstretched hands there, and it goes out of bounds. That's 10 turnovers already on Holdridge here in the first half. We still got 5.5 minutes to play until halftime. Jake Fowler for Adams Central. Now to Brady Barrett. Kicks it back out to Fowler. A long-range three. A shot is off of there. No good. Ball picked up on the hop in the lane there by the Dusters. Jordan Schultz has got it. Now to Ross Martin. Martin brings it into the offensive zone here. Comes over here to Robbie Allman. Now to Martin. Dribble penetration to Allman. Three-pointer put up there from the corner. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jake Fowler. Fowler runs her back the other way. Bounce pass into the lane. Stein grabs it. Now down in the corner over Miller. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adam Central's Fowler, and he bounces the ball off of the knee of Robbie Allman out of bounds. Fowler chased it down in a deep right corner and then bounces the ball after the knee of Robbie Allman. So Adam Central saves the possession here. Patriots will play things in. 4:59 to play in the second quarter. 14-9. Adam Central with a five-point lead. Stein down to Jake Fowler. Fowler out here near the 10-second line. Holdridge stays with a man-to-man defense. There's over Miller. This Stein, top of the key, hands it back to Matt. Matt takes the three-pointer. It's up there and in. Bang! Matt Overmiller hits a three-pointer from a couple of feet beyond the three-point arc. And Adams Central now with a 17-9 lead. 4.5 to play here in this second quarter. Here's a Jordan Schultz with the ball. He's going to try to drive it to the hole, and a foul is called. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central. I'll tell you what, the Patriots have three of the most animated coaches now on their staff in Zach Foster, Tom Slekta, and Rick Rath. Brady Barrett picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Tom Slekta right now sitting on the bench, but he's into the basketball game. Zach Foster up in front of the Adams Central bench. Here's a pass deflected. Schoenemann trying to take it to the wing. It's deflected. It's picked up by AC, driving for the layup. Brady Barrett, his shot no good. Follow shot by Stein is good. 6 points in the ball game by Stein, and now Jerry Buck wants to call a timeout. So a good little run there by Adams Central. And with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the second quarter, the defense is creating some offense here for the Patriots. 4:11 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score of the Patriots 19 and the Dusters 9.
Out looking for cars, you pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief, ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, in the girls' ball game, all Holdridge tonight as the Dusters beat Adams Central by a score of 69-37. Janessa Boland was the only player to hit double figures tonight for the Patriots. She had 10 points. Meanwhile, Paige Hasty led the way for the Dusters. She had 22. Chelsea Morton had 12 points, and Kayla Carlson had 11. So Holdridge wins it tonight in girls play, 69-37 over Adams Central. Adams Central boys off to a good start here tonight. 19-9 is the score as we approach the four-minute mark here in the second quarter. Holdridge now in the offensive attack and has the basketball tipped away. Robbie Allman has the ball tipped away from behind, and the ball is taken down by Fowler, and he drives to the hole and scores. Good job there by Fowler. Comes from the blind side and tips the ball away. And Jake Fowler goes down and gets the field goal on the other end. He's got 2 points in the ball game, and the Patriots now lead by a score of 21-9. There's a shot taken by Isaacson. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Brady Barrett runs it back the other way. Patriots look sharp here in this first ball game of the season. There's a Matt Overmiller driving down the lane. It's poked away. Now the scramble is on it. Now down here on the baseline, the officials toot the whistle, and they're going to say Overmiller was out of bounds. So they will give it here to the Dusters. Coming into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Zach Hollister. Hollister saw some playing time with his varsity squad a season ago, a six-foot senior. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Overmiller. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play until halftime, 21-9. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a Robbie Allman with the ball now for Holdridge. Comes out between the rings. That's a Jared Niedrig. They try to go back door there to Ross Martin. His shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected. The ball brought out there by Hollister. Pass to the far sideline. They get it to a Brady Barrett. Now to Hollister for three. Shot no good. And the rebound comes down to a Jared Niedrig for Holdridge. Down the near sideline. The ball tipped away from Allman. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Holdridge ball. Stein getting his hands in there for AC. 21-9. Adams Central has got the lead over Holdridge here in boys high school basketball. Robbie Allman will key things in right in front of the Patriot bench. Allman looks, tries to go to Martin, and the ball tipped back out of bounds by Hollister. Patriots all over the place here with their hands here tonight. And now Robbie Allman will move to his left and try to fire it in there again for the Dusters. 21-9, the Patriots have the lead. Allman, bounce pass comes to Alex Schoeneman, who's back into the ball game. Now to Allman, they feed inside to Isaacson. Kicks it back out on the wing to Allman, moves it down on the dribble. Down on the baseline, circles back around, takes it out into three-point territory. Martin, entry pass. Here's a turnaround jumper. It's going to be no good there by Niedrig. And the ball is brought out there by Adams Central. It's going to be Brady Barrett. He takes it coast to coast. A running one-hander down the lane. He can't convert, but a foul is called. And Barrett will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central. The foul is going to go on Alex Schoeneman. That's going to be his first team foul, number four, on the Dusters. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central will be Brady Barrett. He's got 8 points in the ball game already, and now make it nine. Barrett, the top returner from a season ago, he averaged 13 points per ball game last year for Adams Central in their 24 season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Barrett. It is now 23-9. Adams Central has got the lead. Matt Overmiller comes back into the ball game now, and coming out is going to be Nick Stein. 23-9, the Patriots out on top. Holdridge has scored only 2 points here in the second quarter. They found the ball down low to Isaacson. Goes up and a shot's going to be blocked down by Ott. The ball goes out of bounds and they will give it here to Holdridge. So Calvin Ott gets another block there on Isaacson. Holdridge will play things in deep in a corner here. On the near sideline, Robbie Allman will trigger things in for the Dusters. Comes on the wing here to Ross Martin out in three-point territory. They go back inside to Isaacson. His little hook shot is up there and in. Joe Isaacson scores. That's only the third and fourth point for the Dusters here in the second quarter. Adams Central has opened up a 12-point lead. It is 23-11. We're down to 2:16 to play in the second. Here's a Jake Fowler with the ball. Jump pass inside. It goes to Calvin Ott. He has it tipped away. A turnover on Adams Central is brought out of there by the Dusters. Running back the other way is Martin. Ross Martin down to Robbie Allman. Jump pass down low. Isaacson shot no good. Tip try no good by Niedrig. Rebound Niedrig goes back up and he draws a personal foul. So that time Holdridge a much better job. They get the 2 and 3 shots to the bucket there. Finally a personal foul is called on AC. It's going to go on Matt Overmiller. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line will be Jared Niedrig. He averaged 8 points and 6 rebounds per game for the Dusters a season ago. Has not scored so far tonight. And his first free throw is up there. It rattles home. It's good. Wanted to bounce out of there, but he gets the free throw to go down. And now Zach Foster for Adams Central calls a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout. 1 minute, 57 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. The Patriots 23, the Dusters 12.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight. Adams Central has got the lead over Holdridge by the score of 23-12. Jared Niedrig will have one more free throw here as he was fouled in the act of shooting before Zach takes the timeout for Adams Central. So Niedrig returns back to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Those are his first 2 points of the ball game. And now checking into the ball game is going to be Jordan Schultz. And going out is going to be Niedrig. 1:57 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central now leading by 10. 23-13. Patriots have Brady Barrett bringing the ball up. He drives for the hole. It's going to be partially deflected as he goes up with a shot. And the ball is brought out of there by Ross Martin. Martin is now for the Dusters, back into the offensive zone. Dribbling out here against Nick Stein. Ross Martin dribbles to the free throw line, down the lane. Now he throws it down in the baseline to Schultz. Schultz back out of the wing to Martin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Holdridge basketball. Last touch by Calvin Ott. So it's going to be Holdridge playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Dusters looking. Looking. Finally, they get it in here to Robbie Allman. His shot from 15 is going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to Barrett. 23-13. Patriots with a 10-point lead. Barrett down the right sideline. They get it to Stein. Stein thought about the three and passed it up. Nick dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory now to Jake Fowler. Fowler dribbles out near the 10-second line. Holdridge stays with a man-to-man defense. Fowler, right-handed dribble, now picks it up. Goes over to Stein on the wing on the left side. Jump pass comes back out to Fowler. Comes across the top to Matt Overmiller. Overmiller lobs it down low to Brady Barrett with his back to the basket. Barrett looking, and he calls a timeout. So Holdridge, good defense there. Brady Barrett has his back to the basket. He already used up his dribble, so he wisely enough calls the timeout to save the possession here. 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Adams Central 23, Holdridge 13.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here on 1230 KHAS. 23-13 is the score. Adams Central leading by 10 points. Patriots will inbound the ball following the timeout. Here's Nick Stein with it now to Barrett at the top of the key, and another two to the whistle here. And a foul is going to go on Alex Soneman. Soneman picks up his second personal for the Dusters. That's team foul number five on Holdridge. Non-shooting situation. Adams Central plays it in off of the far sideline. Matt Overmiller will key things in. Overmiller gets to the Fowler, back to Overmiller. Now to Fowler again. Jake brings it out near the 10-second line. Holdridge is in the man-to-man. Jake dribbles to the top of the key, gives it away down to a Nick Stein. Stein dribbles with the ball, 36 seconds to play. We'll see if the Patriots play for the final shot here of this second quarter. Overmiller from the elbow puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ott had the rebound, lost it. It's loose. Scramble is on it. It's picked up by Allman. Robbie Allman has got it down for the Dusters. Now Holdridge can go for the final shot here in the second quarter. 23-13 is the score. Allman has got it. Top of the key. Tries to force it to the basket. Gives it away to Schoeneman. Schoeneman down on the baseline now to a Jared Niedrig. Niedrig gets it away to Ross Martin. Free throw line extended left side. Out between the rings again. That's Allman with the ball. Tries to drive it. The ball is going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Fowler. His shot is going to be up there off of the back iron. No good. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. So neither team executing the final seconds of this second quarter very well. But Adams Central will take a 10-point lead into the locker room at halftime. And the Patriots looking pretty good here in the first two quarters of play against a very good Holdridge basketball team here tonight. So we're at halftime. Boys High School basketball at the Patriot Gym. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 23, Holdridge 13.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference.
Be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central has got the lead in boys high school basketball. The score is 23-13 here at the break. I want to bring you up to date on the Hastings College soccer teams. They're playing in the NAIA National Tournament. Hastings College men will also play for the national championship tomorrow. The Broncos beat William Jewell out of Missouri tonight by a score of 5-1. Hastings has outscored their opposition at the national tournament 19-1. Broncos are undefeated on the season. They are 24-0. Hastings will play Notre Dame of Ohio in the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock down in Orange Beach, Alabama. In addition to the Hastings College men, the Hastings College women's soccer team also victorious today as they beat Baker earlier by a score of 3-1. So the Hastings College women's soccer team will also play for the national championship. Their opponent will be their Azusa Pacific or Lee College out of Tennessee. Those two teams are still playing. We're still waiting for a final word on that. That'll be a 5 o'clock national championship game in Decatur, Alabama. And in the southern part of the state of Alabama, Hastings College men will play for the national championship 2 hours later at 7 o'clock. So congratulations to both the Hastings College men and women soccer teams. They will vie for the national championship tomorrow in soccer. 23-13 is our score here at halftime. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of the Holdridge Dusters. Again, earlier tonight, the Adams Central girls lost to Holdridge, a final score of 69-37 in the ball game. And Tim Barker is going to join us here at halftime. And Coach, we knew Holdridge is good. I don't know if we knew they were going to be this good. That was not a very good performance for us tonight.
No, we did a lot of good things, but there were some shots inside that we didn't finish that would have kept us in the game a lot better in that first quarter. And you just can't afford to give up those opportunities when you play a good team like Holdridge. And, you know, that's what we did last year. Last year we made those shots, and you know, we were able to get a lead on them, and then they had to play differently. If they can get out in those first 2 minutes and get a little bit of a lead on you, they're right into their game plan. And then if you let them start playing downhill, everybody starts to shoot well, and it isn't long, and you're in big trouble. But I'm really proud of our girls. I thought they did a great job of continuing to play no matter what the score was, because hopefully they understand that what we're talking about is that we have a process that we're going through, and, you know, we want to be better at the end of the season. And so we didn't want to waste any of our time against a good team like Holdridge and take advantage of it and learn how to play up-tempo a little bit better. And so I think we accomplished quite a few things tonight, even though it didn't get a win.
Let's talk about some of the good things you saw out there tonight.
Well, one of the things, you know, we've been struggling with reading the passing lanes and trying to get out and pressure people enough and having confidence to get out and deny some passing lanes. And we had some stretches where we did a very good job, where we were able to get into a defensive rotation and get some steals. And you know, we had some opportunities. There were some steals we had that we didn't finish on. You know, and that's one of the things we have to get better at, is being able to, once we get a steal, not give it right back. And that's something we've tried to focus on and we try to practice, but it's hard to practice at that same speed as when you play Holdridge, because they're really big, they're really fast, and they're really smart. So, it's, you know, they cover the passing lanes well, and they make the break tough. But, you know, we did a good job at times covering the passing lane, did a good job at times controlling the dribbler. But then there were times when that broke down, and that's when we got in trouble. And we actually held Hasty to fewer points than last year, but the other guards did a much better job this year. So
it just looked like we had a tough time adjusting to the actual speed of the game, and that was a tough opponent to really open up against.
Yeah, you know, and the way we rotated, we're trying to figure some things out there. And there was one stretch where we were doing a pretty good job, and we were kind of getting. We had the opportunity to make a pretty good run at them in the second quarter, and we just couldn't get things to go. We couldn't finish. We got some turnovers. We made a couple of shots and had an opportunity to go make a run. I thought they got a little bit tired there, and we just didn't finish. So then, you know, they were able to come back down, and then they kind of went into their trapping zone and kind of slowed some things down a little bit and kind of got their breath. And then, you know, they did a great job of controlling the game and doing what they needed to and slowly pulled away.
Yeah, maybe some of our youngsters that haven't been on the varsity level got their eyes open up a little bit of how fast this game is at the varsity level, huh?
Yeah, and probably one of the main points was, you know, and this is one of the things that good running teams do is you score and you don't have time to even celebrate your shot because you've got to get back on defense, so you're going to watch them shoot a layup. And they did a great job of getting the ball out of the net after makes and getting it back down the floor, and that's where some of our younger kids were kind of asleep. And, you know, you don't gain anything if you give them that layup right back. And, it's kind of gets to be demoralizing if they can score right away with an easy basket on you. So, you know, I think we did learn a little bit there. And we did a better job in the second half of being able to get people back. But, you know, you want to learn how to transition. That's a good team to play.
Yeah, we talked about it in the pregame show. It'd probably be any other team around here to open up against them. Not so fast, but that's the way this is. We've been facing Holdridge the past couple of years at the start of the season, so we get kind of a quick lesson, but you guys got to learn. You got a tough schedule here in the early part of the season.
Yeah, we do. We've got Aurora tomorrow, and they lost to Schuyler by 4 tonight, so we've got to get ready to go right away again tomorrow. And then next week we got Kearney Catholic and Centura, two more top 10 teams, two more big teams, two more experienced teams, so just got to keep playing.
We had problems with turnovers on offense tonight, and that's just a culmination of all the factors we just talked about.
Yeah, that's part of trying to, you know, play up tempo and, you know, go dribbling the ball too far and then getting caught. And they did a great job reading passing lanes. They got tips. You know, there were several times we went too far and dribbled right into their traps or dribbled into their hands. And, you know, that's something that we also have to learn. We have to be able to see the floor better than what we were tonight. And some of that is that first night and playing against a good team. So, yeah, that's, you know, the up-tempo is going to cause that a little bit. And we didn't get near as many shots as we wanted out of it.
You talked about in the pregame show about maybe forcing the tempo yourself throughout the year because of the makeup of the team. This was probably a little bit too fast for us here tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But that, I mean, that gives us an idea of what we're trying to do and how, you know, when we look at the tape of this, it'll be a great opportunity for us to show how they're up-tempo, but they're under control. Versus at times tonight, we were up-tempo and out of control. And that's kind of where that's where the big difference is. If you can play fast and under control, or if you play fast and out of control and turn it over. So it'll be a good film for us to look at.
Nice thing about basketball, you're right back on the floor. This is a long season. Take this as a learning experience and just move on, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, we've got to learn how to play this way and this style. You know, this is what we're going to see a lot of. We see teams like St. Cecilia and GICC and Ravenna and Centura and Kearney Catholic. Everybody's up and down, so might as well get on the bus.
Okay, thanks a lot, Coach. That's Tim Marker, again, the girls basketball coach at Adams Central. The Patriots dropping their season opener tonight as they drop one here tonight to Holdridge. And the final score in that one was 69-37. Holdridge leading at halftime 48-18. The Patriots definitely plagued by turnovers in the ball game tonight, 33 of a matter of fact, against Holdridge here tonight. So it's 23-13 here. Adams Central has got a 10-point lead over the Dusters in this boys' high school basketball game. Holdridge in the first half got 6 points from Kyle Ekstrom. They got 2 points apiece from Jordan Schultz and Jared Niedrig. Also Joe Isaacson. Robbie Ullman was held to just 1 point. Holdridge 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, and they committed 12 turnovers in the ball game. Adams Central getting 10 points from Brady Barrett. Also 6 from Nick Stein. 3 points from Matt Overmiller. 2 from Calvin Ott and 2 from Jake Fowler. Adams Central with 5 turnovers in the ball game, and they were 2 of 2 from the free throw line. So there you have it. We're ready to go already for the second half here tonight. 23-13. Adams Central has got a 10-point lead. Patriots will inbound the ball, and they'll shoot to our basket to our left. Adams Central starting the same way they started the ball game here. Jake Fowler has got the ball. It looks like Holdridge is going to start with a man-to-man defense as well. Nick Stein. Jump pass inside to Calvin Ott. He spins. He puts up a shot, and it's going to be knocked down. But a foul is going to be called here on Holdridge. Sliding back there, helping out. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on the Dusters. Let's see. Ross Martin was there. Also, another defender back there that come back and help on Calvin Ott. So Calvin's going to go to the free throw line. He's got 2 points so far in the ball game. He's still got 2 as he misses free throw. That was a Kyle Ekstrom officially going to be hit with a personal foul. That's big news there because Ekstrom now has got 4 personal fouls. Ekstrom will come to the bench with four personal fouls, and Alex Schoeneman comes back in there. So Ekstrom has some extended pine time here. Second shot is up there by Ott. It's going to be no good, so he misses a pair of free throws. Score remains at 23-13. And Holdridge has got it for the first time here in the third quarter. Ross Martin comes out to Robbie Allman, drives it down the lane. The ball blocked out of his hands, and a foul is called on Overmiller. Matt Overmiller picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line is going to be Robbie Allman. A lot of these games early in the season, some of these athletes have not adjusted from the football season to the basketball season. And you see a kind of a ragged type of basketball game. And that's what we're seeing here tonight. Robbie Allman connects from the free throw line. He's now 2 of 3 from the stripe. There's only points in the ball game, and now Holdridge has cut the lead down at 9 points at 23-14. Robbie has one more. His shot is up there. He sinks that one. So Allman hits on two free throws. Calvin Ott misses on two for Adams Central. And now the Dusters have cut the lead down to 8 points at 23-15. Adams Central comes back in their offensive end. Nick Stein hands the ball away to Barrett. On the far side, he loses control of the ball. Good defense there by Jordan Schultz. He was all over Barrett. Forces the turnover. That's number 6 on the Patriots. Now driving inside is Allman. Loses control of the ball, but it's picked up in the lane and shot up and in. Jared Niedrig scores, and now the Dusters have cut the lead down to 23-17 here in this ball game. 23-17. The Patriots still out on top. As Holdridge has scored the first 4 points of the ball game, here's another Adams Central turnover. Robbie Allman intercepts the pass, drives for the layup. It's no good. Tap try, no good. Tap try, no good. And finally, Ross Martin gets the field goal to go down. That's the second. That's 2 points now for Ross Martin, and Holdridge has cut that lead down to 4 points now at 23-19. The Dusters have scored the first 6 points here in the third quarter. Brady Barrett with the ball, now to Stein out here in three-point territory. Takes the tray. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jared Niedrig. So now Holdridge has a chance to slice into the lead a little bit further here. Robbie Allman right at the top of the three-point circle. Entry pass. They get it down low. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Schultz. Ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and they give it to the Dusters. So the Dusters have scored the first 6 points of this third quarter. 6:18 to play. It's 23-19. Patriots still leading by four. Alex Schoeneman will inbound the ball. Rather, that's Ross Martin inbounding the ball. It's going to be deflected, and it's picked up here by Overmiller. Nice feed to Stein. His shot is up there. He misses the easy one there, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Nick Stein misses the easy one and then commits the personal foul. Nick Stein misses a sure bucket right there. A nice feed from Overmiller. And Nick Stein picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 2 on the Patriots. 23-19. Adams Central has gone 2 minutes here without scoring in the second half. Robbie Allman gets it out here to Ross Martin. Goes over on the left side to Schoeneman. Now to Martin. Back to Schoeneman. Inside to Schultz. Dumps it down low, and a foul is going to be called. Going up for the shot was Niedrig. Nope, he was stepping out of bounds. Niedrig was working the baseline. No foul there. He just stepped out of bounds. Turnover number 13 on the Dusters. So Nick Stein will play things in for the Patriots. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our left here in this third quarter of play. We're down to 5:49 to play. The Patriots still looking for their first points of the second half. Jake Fowler gets away, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops and pops. It's no good. Overmiller taps it out of there, but it's picked up here by the Dusters. Holdridge has got the ball. Alex Schoeneman ends up with it now for Holdridge. To Ross Martin. He brings it across the timeline, calls the play. Martin gets it to Robbie Allman, who pops out on the left side of the lane to Jordan Schultz, now across the top to Schoeneman. Adams Central into man-to-man. Here's a Fowler right in his face. Now to Jordan Schultz. Entry pass. They get it into Niedrig, and a foul is going to be called. Niedrig right in front of the basket draws the personal foul there on Adams Central. So it's going to be the Dusters playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now for Adams Central will be Michael Lindblad. Coming out, it's going to be Calvin Ott. Ott is guilty of that last personal foul. It's going to be number 2 on him. Ross Martin gets it in. The Niedrig is passing in the lane, deflected, but it's picked up on the far side and then lost out of bounds over there by the Dusters. Jordan Schultz had it and then lost it. So Holdridge turns the ball away. That's 14 turnovers already on Holdridge in the ball game. Zach Hollister comes into the contest now for Adams Central, replacing Matt Overmiller. 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, the Patriots still looking for their first points of the second half. They've been outscored 6-0 here since halftime. Jake Fowler has got the ball now for AC as he'll bring the ball up here against Ross Martin on the attack as he brings it across the 10-second line. There's a pass back out near the stripe out there. That's going to be Brady Barrett. He mishandles the ball as goes out of bounds, but it was last touched by Schoeneman. Schoeneman all over Brady Barrett defensively. I'll tell you what, Holdridge just turned up the heat a little bit defensively here in quarter number three. AC will play things in off of the far side. Nick Stein holds the ball here for Adams Central. Holding, finally gets it into a Fowler. Jake Fowler will bring things up now against Martin. Steps it across the midcourt stripe. Jake on the move now over to Brady Barrett on the far sideline. Brady out to Hollister between the rings. Hollister drives it down the right side of the lane, down to Brady Barrett in the corner. His shot for three is no good. The ball tapped out of there is picked up by Schoeneman. Alex Schoeneman has got it down for the Dusters. 4:40 to play in the third quarter, 23-19. Patriots have the lead. Ross Barton has got the ball. Entry pass to get it to Niedrig. Spins and scores. Jared Niedrig spun to his left and scored. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and all of a sudden that 10-point lead is down to two. It's 23-21 with 4 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Holdridge has scored the first 8 points of this third quarter. Zach Foster kneels in front of the Adams Central bench. Here's a Jake Fowler with the ball, now to Stein. Stein gets away, can't put up a shot, now to Barrett. Barrett comes over here on the wing on the left side. That's Zach Hollister. Dribbles into the lane, bounce pass down low to Lindblad and a traveling violation. Hollister had it right in the paint, decided to give up the shot to Micah Lindblad, and Lindblad is whistled for the traveling violation. That is 8 turnovers now in Adams Central, and now the Dusters can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. 23-21 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead, but Holdridge has got the ball. AC stays with their attacking man-to-man defense here. Jared Niedrig, right side of the lane, backs up, puts up a shot over Ott, and we're tied. Jared Niedrig scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Holdridge has come back to tie things up at the 3:43 mark of this third quarter. And now Zach Foster calls a timeout. The Dusters have the big mold coming out of the locker room at the third quarter. They've scored the first 10 points of this third quarter, and they erased just like that a 10-point deficit. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Holdridge 23, Adams Central 23.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Holdridge Dusters have come out here in the third quarter and scored the first 10 points. And all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a ball game. Adams Central really dominated, I thought, the first half of play. Had Holdridge back on their heels a little bit. Had a 23-13 lead at halftime. But now, Holdridge has tied things up. 23-23 is the score here with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in this third quarter. Zach Foster calling the timeout. So Adams Central will play things in off of the far sideline. Here's a Jake Fowler with the ball. Adams Central still looking for their first points here in the second half. We played almost, 5 minutes? 4.5 to be exact. Brady Barrett out here on the wing. Nearly had it taken away. Barrett takes off now down the lane. His shot is up and in. Nice shot there by Barrett. So Adams Central reclaims the lead. Barrett just forces the way to the basket and scores off of the backboard there. 25-23 is the score now. And now we got a foul as Holdridge brings the ball back up the floor on the far sideline. A foul on Adams Central is going to go on Hollister. That's going to be his first. 25-23, Adams Central now with a 2-point lead. Holdridge will inbound. Robbie Allman out near the 10-second line. Comes over here to Ross Martin. Feed goes down low, and now we got a traveling violation. They got it down to Alex Hamling down there, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 15 in the ball game. So 15 turnovers on Holdridge. Lincoln Christian has beaten Pius tonight, 57-31. That in boys high school basketball action. 25-23 here. Adams Central has got a 2-point lead over Holdridge. AC with the ball back in their offensive zone. Jake Fowler over here to Zach Hollister. Hollister now to Brady Barrett. Barrett dribbling with the ball. Good defense again. All over him is going to be Jordan Schultz. Barrett trying to get rid of it. Now it's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Barrett pleading maybe for a foul there on Jordan Schultz. But the officials point Adams Central's way. No foul called here. And Adams Central will play things in. Ashton Dirks now into the ball game for AC. He will trigger things in. And now we've got a personal foul called here before Adams Central gets the ball inbounded. It's going to go on Alex Hamling. That's going to be his second. So Hamling picks up the personal foul. We're down to 2:46 to play here in the third quarter. Ashton Dirks will inbound the basketball here for Adams Central. He gets it to a Zach Hollister. So now Zach Foster going with a little bit different lineup with Dirks into the ball game now and Hollister. There's a feed across the top to a Brady Barrett picked up again by Schultz. That's a good matchup there tonight. There's Ashton Dirks at the free throw line. The Hollister on the far side. Powers his way to the basket. Nice dish to Ashton Dirks right underneath the basket and his shot is up and in. Well, that's Calvin Ott. Calvin Ott gets the field goal officially there for the Patriots. He's got 4 points, 27-23. So the Patriots have scored the last 4 points here in the ball game. The Dusters come back. Jordan Schultz at the top of the key. Pounds it inside to Jared Niedrig. He drives the ball toward the basket against the Calvin Ott. Can't put up a shot. Gives it back away here to Robbie Allman. He has the basketball tipped away, but Allman has got it again. He drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Collision and a foul called. Offensive foul is called on Robbie Allman. Allman is whistled for the offensive charge as he forces his way to the basket. Alex Schoenemann will check in now for the Dusters, and coming out is going to be Alex Hamling. And now Jerry Buck, the head man at Holdridge, not happy with the last call, but he seems to be all right. He's going to take a little seat here after voicing his disapproval there. Brady Barrett has got the ball now for Adams Central to Ashton Dirks on the wing on the right side. Ashton gives it away back to Barrett. Barrett's still out here in three-point territory to Dirks down in the corner. Ashton comes out on top to Fowler. Fowler holds it, ball above his head. Deep in the corner again to Burks. The big guy drives the baseline. It's cut off nicely there by Robbie Allman. Back out on top to Hollister. He drives. He gives it up to Dirks, and he throws it up there one-handed. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Niedrig. Niedrig outlet pass to the near side to Ross Martin. Martin dribbles across the top of the key. Dribbles inside. Now kicks it out to Schoenemann. Shot from three is no good. Rebound Allman. The ball tipped out of his hands, out of bounds, and it's going to be Holdridge basketball. 1:15 to play here in the third quarter. Guys are playing hard, I'll guarantee you. Joe Isaacson checks back in there now for Holdridge. Also coming in for Adams Central is going to be Matt Overmiller. Also coming back in is going to be Alex Hamling. So Alex gets a quick little breather there for the Dusters. Holdridge will play things in. Robbie Allman deep in the corner on the left side. Comes out here to Alex Schoenemann. Picked up there by Jake Fowler as the Patriots stay with their man-to-man defense. There's Jordan Schultz. Schultz goes over here to Hamling. Hamling now on the right side to Schoenemann. Out on the top of the key, that's going to go to Joe Isaacson on the left sideline now. Holding the ball is Robbie Allman. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. It's 27-23. Here's the pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted by Dirks. Having problems with it, now Dirks has got the ball. Dirks goes to Overmiller, now to Ott, and his shot is up and in. Probably not the way you draw it up there, but Adams Central gets the turnover. Finally, Ashton Dirks gets it under control and gets it to Calvin Ott, who scores. It's now 29-23. Adams Central with a six-point lead. So the Patriots have scored the last six after Holdridge scores the first 10. There's an entry pass. It's going to be tipped away again. AC comes down with it. Now a foul is going to be called. Holdridge just trying to force the ball into the basket there. They're charged with their 17th turnover. And now a personal foul is going to be called here on the Dusters with 28 seconds to go. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Holdridge in the second half. It's going to go on Alex Hamling. That's going to be his second. So now the Patriots have come back. They've got a six-point lead again at 29-23. Adams Central will play things in and probably will go for the final shot right here as Nick Stein will walk the ball across the 10-second line. Holdridge is matched up man-on-man. Here's Ashton Dirks back out to Stein. Nick out here near the 10-second line. Robbie Allman right in his face. Here's Stein dribbling to the top of the three-point arc, hands the ball away. That's Barrett with it now as he looks at the clock. 5 seconds to go, four. Barrett, a long-range three, puts it up there. The shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Isaacson, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. So three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score is Adams Central 29, Holdridge 23.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Tonight on 1230 KHAS, 29-23 is the score. Adams Central out on top of the Holdridge Dusters here tonight in the season opener for both of these teams. Adams Central saw a 10-point halftime lead disappear just like that at the beginning of the third quarter. But then they come back nicely and score 6 3-points of their own. So they're on a little run of themselves. Jordan Schultz for Holdridge goes over on the wing on the left side to Martin. His shot is up there. It's no good. Bound for the rebound. Holdridge grabs it down there. That's our Robbie Ullman. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose now as AC brings the ball back the other way, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Overmiller. So we're into the fourth quarter now. Adams Central with a 6-point lead. It is 29-23. Patriots out on top. Ross Martin has got the ball for Holdridge. Goes to Jared Niedrig. Now to a Ross Martin again at the top of the key. Picked up by Stein. Entry pass to get it to Niedrig. Throws it over here on the wing on the right side to Kyle Ekstrom. Now to Martin. Over on the left wing, now to Jared Niedrig. He drives the ball against Overmiller. Can't put up a shot. Now to Ekstrom. Is double teamed. Ekstrom comes back out of the wing and a kicking violation there on Stein. Stein kicks the ball for the Patriots, so it's going to be Holdridge playing it in off the far sideline. After the ball game here tonight, we'll name our players of the game, get you a coach's postgame show as Zach Foster expected to join us here before we get out of here. 29-23 is the score. The Patriots with a 6-point lead trying to win in the debut for Coach Foster here at AC. Ross Martin has got it on the left side of the lane. Martin dribbling with the ball here for Holdridge. AC still matched up man on man. They've been man the entire night here. Robbie Ullman out here in three-point territory, picked up by Stein. They're trying to set a screen for him, and now they do. Driving down the lane is going to be Ullman. He takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in, and he's fouled in the play. So they set a screen right at the top of the circle there. Robbie Ullman uses it and drives it down the hole and scores. And he is fouled in the play, and now he'll go to the free-throw line and try to make this a three-point play. That's going to be the third foul on Calvin Ott. So Robbie Ullman to the free-throw line here. His shot is up there. It's good. So he converts on the three-point plays. Now 4 out of 5 from the free-throw line. Ullman with 7 points in the ballgame. 29-26, the Patriots still with a three-point lead. Jake Fowler down to Nick Stein. Free-throw line extended left side for AC. Stein puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Ball tipped away there by Ullman. Stein gets it under control. Now to Calvin Ott. Dumps the ball inside to Overmiller. His shot is up there. He's just no good. He misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Jared Niedrig. Niedrig has got it now for the Dusters. To Ross Martin into the offensive zone. The Dusters can tie here with a three-point field goal. Sliding down the lane is Niedrig to get in the ball. His shot no good, and he has fouled in the play. Nope. It's going to be a rebounding foul in the Dusters. It's going to go on Robbie Ullman. So two fouls now on Ullman. End of the ball game for Holdridge is going to be Joe Isaacson. 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 29 and Holdridge 26. Now the Dusters applying a little bit of pressure back here in backcourt. Jake Fowler will bring things up. Right in his face defensively is Ross Martin. Fowler gets it into the offensive zone to Stein, and a traveling violation is called on Stein as he took off toward the basket. That's going to be 10 turnovers on Adams Central. Holdridge has turned the ball over 17 times here in the opener. The Patriots have a 3-point lead. It is 29-26. Here's Ross Martin with the ball. Martin down to a Joe Isaacson. Picked up there by Calvin Ott. Trapped along the far sideline. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Stein. He drives, shoots, and scores. Nick Stein, just like that, gets the interception on the pass. Drives half the floor there and scores. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame. The leading scorer right now for Adams Central is Barrett. He's got 12. Adams Central has opened up a five-point lead again at 31-26. Ross Martin has got it top of the key. Here's Ekstrom for three. A high arcing shot's way off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Martin. He drives it toward the basket. Stops and pops from 12. His shot good. Ross Martin with 4 points, and it's now a 31-28 ball game. Adams Central leading by 3 points again. 5.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Jake Fowler takes off, drives it to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Finds a little seam in the defense and drives it to the basket and scores. Fowler now with 4 points in the ball game. Adams Central has got a five-point lead again. Patriots 33 and the Dusters 28. Here's Kyle Ekstrom out between the rings. Isaacson now left side of the wing. That's Ross Martin. Entry pass to Isaacson. Takes it down on the baseline. A shot over Miller is going to be no good. Rebound to Barrett. Long pass down to floor. Tipped away from Stein. It is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by the Dusters. Jordan Schultz trying to get away from the basketball down there after it was tipped. It goes out of bounds and hits him on the leg. And Adams Central will get a break here. They'll play things in. Overmiller checks out. Covenant checks out. Ashton Dirks comes back in there. Hollister comes back in now for head coach Zach Foster. Dirks will inbound the ball to get it to Stein. Hands it back to Ashton. Dribbles up on the wing on the right side. Dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Fowler, though. He drives for the basket. His shot's no good, and he's fouled in the play. A lot of deflections and a lot of loose balls here tonight. And now Jake Fowler goes to the free throw line here for the Patriots with 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play. That's going to be the third personal foul on Robbie Allman. Team foul number 6 on the Dusters. Fowler to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Rattles around and goes down through the hole. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Adams Central's lead is back up to 6 now at 34-28. The largest lead has been 10 here in the second half. That was right at halftime. Second shot is going to be missed, and then Aldridge came down with a rebound, and falling down with the ball is Joe Isaacson, and a traveling violation on the Dusters. It was 23-13 at halftime. Actually, Adams Central had a bigger lead in that first half. They led at 1 point at 21-9. Aldridge came back to tie things up in the third quarter at 23-23. Adams Central led at the end of three, though, 29-23. And the Patriots now enjoying a 34-28 advantage. AC, here's a long-range jumper by Overmiller. It's going to be no good. The ball is loose again. It goes out of bounds on the far side. It's going to be Aldridge ball. So Aldridge will play things in. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Northwestern in town to take on the Broncos. A women's men's basketball doubleheader at Lynn Farrell Arena. On the air with the pregame show at 1:45. 2 o'clock for the women's game and 4 o'clock for the guys. There's a pass to the right wing. It's going to be intercepted by Ashton Dirks. Dumps it away in the lane. A shot by Brady Barrett. That's going to be no good, and he's fouled in the play. So a foul is going to be called here on Ross Martin of Holdridge. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Brady Barrett. AC gets the turnover there. Ashton Dirks running the floor. And finally, Brady Barrett is a foul in the play. His shot is up there. It is good. He has now got 13 points in the basketball game. Jared Niedrig back into the ball game now for Holdridge. And going out is going to be Joe Isaacson. 35-28. The Patriots back out on top by 7 points here. Next shot is up there. It's good by Barrett. 36-28. So Adams Central is on a roll here in the fourth quarter. They've outscored the Dusters now. 7-5 here in this fourth quarter. AC has opened up a 8-point advantage. There's a long-range jumper from the left sideline. It's going to be no good by Martin. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. It's finally brought down by Ullman. So the Dusters will get 3 cracks of the bucket right here. Ross Martin has got it back out near the 10-second line. Picked up by Ashton Dirks. Martin dumps the ball off inside to Niedrig. Turnaround jumper over Overmiller is no good, and a foul is going to be called. Matt Overmiller picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Overmiller. We're down to 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the basketball game. The Patriots leading 36-28. Jared Niedrig will go to the free throw line now for the Dusters. It looks like he's got a contact problem there. So he's going to go over. The officials will help him out there. Got that set. He's going to toe the mark here for the Dusters. 36-28. High school basketball action here tonight between the Patriots and the Dusters. Jared Niedrig will toe the mark here. He'll have two shots as he was fouled in the active shooting. He's got 8 points so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Jake Fowler. Jared Niedrig waiting here at the free throw line for Holdridge. It's a 36-29 ball game. The next shot is up there. It's good. So the Dusters not rolling over here. They're back within 6 points. And now Jerry Buck wants to call a timeout for Holdridge. Timeout on the floor. 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 36, Holdridge 30.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah, the Hastings College men's and women's soccer teams victorious tonight at the NAIA National Tournaments. Both teams will play for their respective national championships tomorrow. Hastings College women beat Baker 3-1. They'll play either Azusa Pacific or Lee College tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock in Decatur, Alabama, for the national championship. The Hastings College men improved to 24-0. They beat William Jewell out of Missouri tonight by a score of 5-1. The Broncos will play Notre Dame out of Ohio in the championship ball game tomorrow night at 7 in Orange Beach, Alabama. So two possibilities for national championships tomorrow in men's and women's soccer. 36-30 is the score here. Adams Central trying to hang on after holding a 10-point halftime lead. Here's Ashton Dirks with the ball here for the Patriots. Dribbling with the ball, takes it down to the baseline. Almost lost it out of bounds. Gets it down in the right corner now to Jake Fowler. Hands it back to Dirks. Ashton Dirks comes to the near side now. That's a Zach Hollister. Down to 3:10 to play. Hollister takes off down the lane. Offensive charging foul on Zach. He circles around and drives it down the lane. And Ross Martin takes a big hit there for the Dusters. And Martin picks him up from the seat of his pants here as Zach Hollister gets hit with a second personal foul. So a charging foul on Hollister. And now it's a two-possession ball game. Still plenty of time out there. We just now hit the three-minute mark. 36-30 is the score. Robbie Allman has got it out to Jared Niedrig. Niedrig holds the ball, comes over here across the top of the key. They get it to a Robbie Allman. He slides inside, throws up a shot. It's good over Hollister. Robbie Allman scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and we got a 36-32 ball game again. The Dusters not rolling over here in this one. Matt Overmiller has got the ball. Comes out to Zach Hollister. Man-to-man defense for Holdridge. And the ball tapped away from Hollister. Ball is loose and is picked up by Fowler. Jake has got it. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. So Adams Central calls a timeout. Nearly turned the ball over there in that possession. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Now in the basketball game, we'll take a break. Adams Central 36, Holdridge 32.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we have not seen an overabundance of points here in the second half. We're down to 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central has outscored Holdridge in the second half, 13-9. And it's now a 36-32 ball game. The Dusters still hanging in there. Adams Central calling the timeout here. They nearly turned the ball over on this possession. And now Zach Foster is going to make a couple of changes. Dirks and Hollister is going to come out of the ball game. We got Calvin Ott coming back in. I think Stein is back in there. And also Brady Barrett comes back in. Matt Overmiller is going to inbound the ball here. on the near sideline, and all of a sudden we've got a player hitting the deck down there. It's going to be Jared Niedrig for Holdridge. The foul is going to go. A pushing foul is going to go on Calvin out of Adams Central. So Ott knocks down Niedrig, and now that's going to be team foul number 8 on Adams Central. Zach Foster up in front of the Adams Central bench questioning this call. Going to the free throw line for Holdridge is going to be Jared Niedrig, while the officials huddle back here in backcourt. Calvin Ott knocks down Niedrig on a pushing situation here. The officials still discussing the play. In the meantime, Niedrig is waiting at the free throw line, and now the officials agree. This will be a 1-1 situation here. The score is 36-32. Adams Central hanging on to a 4-point lead. And Jared Niedrig will toe the mark here. He is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 10 points. Niedrig fires up a shot. It's good. Adams Central led 21-9 in the second quarter, led by 10 at halftime. Holdridge came back to tie things up in the third. Adams Central had the lead at the end of three, 29-23. And now Holdridge trying to slide back into things here. Next shot is up there, is off of the right side, no good. And now we got a foul in backcourt. Adams Central came down with it and was heading back the other direction. And a foul is going to be called here on the Dusters. And now Calvin Ott will go to the free throw line for Adams Central. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Niedrig. That's going to be his first. Now Calvin Ott goes to the line. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. The score is now 37-33. Opening week of the 2010-2011 high school basketball season here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good for Ott, so he hits a pair of free throws. That gives Adams Central now a 5-point advantage at 38-33. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in this one. Robbie Allman sends it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Overmiller. That's turnover number 20 on the Dusters here in the ballgame. Patriots have a 5-point lead. Stein has got it. Ball tipped out of the hands of Brady Barrett. It goes into the backcourt, but Brady goes back to retrieve it. Now to a Jake Fowler on the right sideline. Still a man-to-man defense here for the Dusters. There's a Nick Stein with the ball. Stein out here in three-point territory, dribbling with it, takes it to the left side of the lane, hands it away now to Barrett. Adams Central running some clock now. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds to play. Barrett to Stein. Stein dribbling with the ball, gets away, drives it down to the left side of the lane, stops and loses control of the ball. That's going to be brought down here by the Dusters. Adams Central turns the ball over. Here's a feed into the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. 21 turnovers now, and Coach Buck is not happy. Holdridge waste. That's a possession right there. So now Adams Central has got it back with 1:30 to play. And now Adams Central calls a timeout as Jake Fowler was trapped along the far sideline right at the 10-second line. So Adams Central calls a timeout, a minute and 25 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score, the Patriots 38 and the Dusters 33.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 125 to play here in the basketball game. Adams Central is leading the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 38-33. The Dusters have had their chances here down this stretch, but they have turned the ball over twice. The last two times they've had the ball. And Holdridge now with 21 turnovers for the ball game. Adams Central has got 11. The Patriots will play things in off of the far side. Matt Overmiller has got the ball as he will get it in down to a Brady Barrett. Ross Martin will stare him down. Barrett, jump pass comes to the near side to Stein. Stein hops inside and throws it to the far sideline again to Brady Barrett. He is double-teamed. Now the ball is tipped away again. Holdridge has got it on a turnover to Martin. He drives for the hole. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. So again, the Patriots turn the ball over as Holdridge gets possession of this thing, and now the Dusters are within 5 points, and they're going to the free throw line. Ross Martin will toe the mark here for Holdridge. He has not been to the stripe tonight, but he's got 4 points in the ballgame. 38-33, the Patriots trying to hang on here tonight. Martin's free throw is up there. It's good. now 38-34. This ball game was a 10-point differential at halftime, 23-13 in favor of Adams Central. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Calvin Ott. Ott gets it now to the hands of Jake Fowler. Fowler approaches the 10-second line. There's a feed over there to Brady Barrett. Barrett is double-teamed, and now a foul is going to be called. Barrett was double-teamed out here, out near the 10-second line, and a foul is going to be called here on Ross Martin. That's going to be the second foul on Martin. And going to the free throw line will be Barrett. 57 seconds to play in the ball game. Barrett so far 4 of 4 from the line. He's got 14 points in the ball game. He's the leading scorer here tonight for the Patriots. Barrett's free throw is up there. He misses the shot, and the rebound comes down to Jordan Schultz of Holdridge. So now it's a 4-point ball game, 38-34, and Holdridge has got the ball. Ekstrom dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out here to Robbie Allman. Allman inside the free throw circle, puts up a shot over Overmiller. It's no good. Stein tips the ball out, and it's picked up here by Barrett. Brady down the far sideline, gets it in the hands now of Stein. Stein, now to Fowler. Fowler's going to be fouled into play right at the top of the key by Robbie Allman. So now Jake Fowler will go to the free throw line with 33 seconds to play. The Patriots are going to have to hit some free throws down to stretch to win this, baby. We're in the fouling mood now for the Dusters. Fowler so far tonight, 6 points in the ballgame. He's 2 of 2 from the line. So Jake Fowler will toe the mark here for Adams Central. 5'10" sophomore for the Pats. His shot is up there, and it's going to be around the rim, and it falls off no good. It just falls off of the right side, so the score remains at 38-34. A 4-point advantage now for the Patriots. Jake Fowler will have one more. It's in the air, and that shot is going to be good, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Patriots now have a 5-point lead at 39-34. Back the other way, Martin drives the ball to the basket. The shot's going to be blocked down by Overmiller, but a foul is going to be called. We got a foul on the way in. That was not on Overmiller. It was on the way in on Jake Fowler. So Jake picks up his second personal foul. Now the team's at 10 fouls plus here in the second half. So these foul shots will be for two. Ross Martin going to the free throw line. It's up there, and that shot is good. Martin now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the contest. 39-35, Adams Central holding on to a 4-point lead. As Ross Martin will have another one here for the Dusters. His shot is in the air. That shot is off of the... It goes down through the hole, hung on the lip, and got a backspin down through the hole. It goes through there, and it's now a 39-36 ball game, and now Jerry Buck calls the timeout. The head man for the Dusters wants to call a timeout. 27.9 seconds to play in the ball game. The score is Adams Central 39, Holdridge 36.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 27.9 seconds to play here in the basketball game. 39-36 is the score. The Patriots trying to hold on here tonight. At a 12-point lead in the first half, 10-point lead at halftime. And now the Dusters within three at 39-36. Adams Central down the far sideline. Barrett has got the ball, and he's going to be fouled in the play. He's going to be fouled just as he approaches the 10-second line. And Barrett will go to the free throw line here. So we're down to 24.2 seconds to play. And now that's going to be the fifth foul on somebody here. Probably Kyle Ekstrom. Now Jerry Buck is going to have to go to the bench, and Alex Schoeneman is going to come into the contest. Robbie Allman just fouled out of the ball game now for Holdridge. That's his fifth personal foul. So Allman leads, and that's a big blow for Holdridge in the final 24 seconds. Bowman leads with 8 points. Here's Barrett at the free throw line. His shot is up there, and that one is good. He missed the first one. Got that one to go down. Barrett now with 15, and it's now a 40-36 ball game. Bombs away from the corner. Shot by Shonem is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. They give the ball to the Patriots. So Shonem throws up a long-range jumper from deep in the left corner. Now we got 16 seconds to play. And then we got another timeout here from Holdridge. So 16 seconds to play. Barrett gets a free throw at the Adams Central end. Holdridge misses a three-point field goal attempt down here from Alex Shoneman. Ball goes out of bounds, and now Adams Central will play things in here in backcourt. So we'll take another break. 16 seconds to play in the ball game. Adams Central 40, Holdridge 36.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
16 seconds to play here in this one. Adams Central is leading 40-36. Matt Overmiller will inbound the ball. They get it to Brady Barrett here on the near side. Barrett gets it back to Overmiller, and he's going to be fouled into play. So now Matt Overmiller goes to the free throw line for the Patriots. We're down to 13 seconds to go in the ball game. It's 40-36. Overmiller so far tonight, 3 points in the ball game. He has not been to the free throw line. So Overmiller is standing at the line. The other four players back here in the defensive zone. As Overmiller goes to the free throw line, his shot is up there and it's good. Adams Central now leading by 5 points. 13 seconds remaining. Overmiller now with four in the ball game. He'll have one more. His shot is in the air and the shot good. So he hits a pair of free throws, some big ones there. 42-36. Running back the other way is Shoneman, hands it away. Now to Ekstrom, loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. It is picked up. Ekstrom fires up a three. It's good. 3 seconds to play. Ekstrom fires up a three ball. And we got a timeout from Holdridge. The ball was loose out here, and Ekstrom just picks it up and throws up a three. It is good, and it makes the score 42-39 in favor of the Patriots. And now Holdridge calling the timeout. So we'll take another break here. 1.5 seconds to play. It is Adams Central 42, Holdridge 39.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
5 seconds to play. Holdridge hitting a three-point field goal to pull within three, 42-39. Adams Central inbounds the ball. Overmiller gets it inbounds to Fowler. He's going to be fouled into play with one-tenth of a second left. So they got the ball inbounded there to a Jake Fowler, and he's going to be fouled into play. And the Patriots pretty well have this one in the bag right here with one-tenth of a second remaining. So Adams Central going to survive here tonight. Jake Fowler will go to the free throw line. This will be a two-shot opportunity. As Holdridge is over the 10-foul limit, Fowler is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. It's now 43-39. Adams Central has got the lead. Fowler will have one more. His shot is up there. It is good. So he hits on two free throws. Holdridge inbounds the ball, and that's going to be the ball game. Adams Central is going to win it here tonight. It wasn't pretty, but Adams Central got the job done as they knock off Holdridge tonight by 5 points. 44-39. After leading 23-13 at halftime, not a whole lot of scoring here in the second half, but Adams Central survives here tonight. They get the win over the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 44-39. Stick around. We've got more coming up here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central 44, Holdridge 39. Back with more after this.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central boys basketball team will open up the season with a win here tonight over Holdridge. Final score of 44-39. Adams Central got off to a good start here tonight. Patriots led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 9-7, and then outscored Holdridge 14-6. In the second quarter, they had a 10-point lead at halftime at 23-13, but that lead evaporated in a hurry as Holdridge scored the first 10 points of the second half to tie the ball game up at 23 points apiece, and then Adams Central closed that third quarter with six straight points to lead 29-23. Holdridge did not roll over. They got the ball game down to within 3-36 with 27 seconds to play, but Adams Central hitting some free throws there at the end, and the Patriots hold off the Dusters tonight 44-39. Adams Central getting 15 points in the ball game tonight from Brady Barrett. He had 10 in the first half and 5 more in the second half. Other scores, Jake Fowler ended up with 9. Calvin Ott had 8 points. Nick Stein had 8. And Matt Overmiller had 5 points. So only, 5 guys score in the basketball game here tonight for Adams Central, led by Brady Barrett's 15 points. AC hitting 14 out of 19 from the free throw line tonight. And unofficially, 12 turnovers in the basketball game. Holdridge hit 13 out of 17 from the line. They turned the ball over 21 times here this evening. Jared Niedrig was the leading scorer. He had 11 points. 9 for Kyle Ekstrom. 8 points for Robbie Allman. He fouled out with 24 seconds to play. Ross Martin with 7. 2 points for Jordan Schultz and 2 for Joe Isaacson. So Hastings, Adams Central wins it here tonight over the Holdridge Dusters. The final score of 44-39. Stick around. We've got the players of the game coming up next, and then the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back here at the Patriot Gym, the Adams Central boys basketball team opens up their season with a win over Holdridge, 44-39. Adams Central girls tonight taking it on the chin, so to speak, as Holdridge rolled past the Patriots by the score of 69-37. We'll come back and name a player of the game in each contest right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, players of the game here tonight for the Adams Central Patriots. First of all, for the Adams Central girls, it's going to be Janessa Bullen. She was the only girl to reach double figures tonight scoring-wise for the Patriots. Bullen finished with 10 points in the ball game. Bullen had 3 in the first half and 10 more, actually 7 more in the second half. She finishes with 10 points. So Janessa Bullen is going to be our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central girls basketball team. And for the guys, Brady Barrett. Barrett leading the charges in scoring again tonight, 15 points in the ball game. He's the only guy to reach double figures tonight for Adams Central in the boys' basketball game. Barrett was 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. He knocks down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game, and he also had a couple of two-point field goals. He was 5 of 7 from the free throw line. So Brady Barrett and Jessica Bowen will be our players of the game tonight as Adams Central splits a couple of ball games with the Holdridge Dusters. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 17 North Kansas and Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
The basketball team opens up the season with a win over Holdridge here tonight as we wait for Adams Central head coach Zach Foster to make his way out of the locker room here tonight. So Adams Central picks up a win. It wasn't the prettiest thing that we have seen as far as basketball games are concerned. Not a whole lot of points scored in the second half of play, but the Patriots able to hold off the Holdridge Dusters down the stretch here tonight to pick up the win by the score of 44-39. Adams Central led it all the breaks here tonight, 9-7. At the end of the first quarter, it was 23-13 at halftime, 29-23 at the end of three, and the Patriots go on to win by the score of 44-39. Brady Barrett again leading the way for the Patriots, 15 points in the ball game, 9 for Jake Fowler, 8 points for Nick Stein, 8 points for Calvin Ott, and 5 for Matt Overmiller. The Holdridge Dusters, they were led again tonight by Jared Niedrig, one of the guys that returned off of their team last year. Niedrig had 11 points in the ball game this evening. Kyle Ekstrom had 9 points. Robbie Allman had 8. He fouled out with 24 seconds to play. 7 for Ross Martin, 2 for Jordan Schultz, and 2 for Joe Isaacson. So Holdridge drops their season opener here tonight. Adams Central able to pick up a win, 44-39 over the Dusters this evening. And in that girls' ball game, it was Holdridge knocking off Adams Central by the score of 69-37. The Dusters got out of the gates in a hurry in that basketball game, and it was over before we knew it. It was a 10-0 ball game. Just a couple of minutes into the contest, Holdridge led 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. It was a 48-18 ball game at halftime, 62-27 after three. Again, the Holdridge girls knock off Adams Central tonight by the score of 69-37. Janessa Bowen leads the way for Adams Central. She had 10 points in the basketball game. Still waiting for Coach Foster. Some players are starting to make their way back out of the locker room. We'll get to the coach up here in just a second. Hastings College soccer teams, if you haven't heard, they both won today. So they'll both play for the national championship tomorrow in their respective national tournaments. The Hastings College women's basketball team, actually the Hastings College women's soccer team, knocking off Baker University today by a score of 3-1. So Hastings will play for the national championship tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock in Decatur, Alabama, against either Azusa Pacific or Lee College of Tennessee. The Hastings College men also victorious in their semifinal matchup today in Orange Beach, Alabama. The undefeated Broncos are now 24-0 in the season. They beat William Jewell out of Missouri today by the score of 5-1. So Hastings will also play for the national championship. That'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Orange Beach, Alabama. The Hastings College women will play at 5 o'clock in Decatur, Alabama. So congratulations to both of the Hastings College soccer teams. They'll play for the national championship tomorrow. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
One of 44-39 as Adams Central wins it here tonight. The Patriots open up the season with a nice little win here tonight over the Dusters. So that'll wrap things up from the Patriot gym here tonight. Zach Foster is still with his ball club, a majority of them in the locker room here tonight. Hopefully we can grab him later on in the weekend, maybe on Hogan's Open House on Sports for tomorrow. But a split here for the Patriots. Adams Central's girls losing to Holdridge 69-37. The guys picking up a 44-39 win over the Holdridge Dusters. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow. Airtime at 1:45, women's game at 2. Guys will go at 4 o'clock Northwestern in town to take on Hastings tomorrow at Lynn Farrell Arena. That'll do it for Stephanie Mueller. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.